while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Convicted murderer Vance Belter will be sentenced in July. The Minneapolis City Council approves a pair of ordinances bringing the city closer to legalizing bathhouses and concern after Lionel Richie cut his concert short last night in St. Paul. But first, some new Minnesota Timberwolves news this morning.
ESPN's Shams Charania is reporting that the Timberwolves are trading fan favorite setter Naz Reid to the Charlotte Hornets for star point guard LaMelo Ball and Josh Green. Along with Reed, the Hornets will pick up several upcoming draft picks between the years 2028 and 2033. Reed signed with the Timberwolves after going undrafted in 2019. Trades in the NBA cannot be finalized until their official start of the season, which is next week. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Protesters involved in the St. Paul church demonstration have filed a motion to drop the charges against them. Attorneys representing 33 of the defendants argue in a joint federal filing that the January anti-ICE protest did not involve physical force, violence, or blocked access, meaning the actions do not legally fit the federal civil rights charges brought against them. This request follows a string of legal developments in the high-profile case, which includes charges against notable figures like Don Lemon and Nikema Levy Armstrong, alongside 36 others who have all pleaded not guilty. A federal judge will evaluate the filing to determine whether the case proceeds to trial or is thrown out. The federal judge presiding over Vance Belter's murder case will sentence him later this summer. Court documents show Belter is scheduled to appear before Judge John Thunheim at the federal courthouse in Minneapolis on July 23rd at 10 a.m. Earlier this month, Belter pleaded guilty to shooting and killing Minnesota House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and critically injuring State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. Minneapolis City Council members today approved a pair of ordinances that could pave the way for city officials to legalize bathhouses within the city. The ordinances amend the city's health code and changes business regulations. Councilmember Jason Chavez says the city's LGBTQ plus have been unfairly targeted by a decades-old ban.
Someone who will acknowledge that bathhouse restrictions have a history that is intertwined with anti-2S LGBTQIA bigotry, in particular the history of homophobia in Minneapolis. And today's vote is a step to try and rectify past harms.
Minneapolis banned commercial sex venues and adult bathhouses in 1988. It was 4 years ago that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in a landmark ruling. The decision effectively banned abortions nationwide. Tammy Kromannocker, director for Red River Clinic, moved her business to Minnesota from North Dakota because Minnesota law still protects women's reproductive rights.
The first few patients, for example, from Texas, a patient, she didn't tell us she was from Texas. It slipped out partway through her appointment, and she quickly said, "Oh my gosh, are you going to have to report me?" So there's definite fear about saying where they're from. But they know that Minnesota is a safe place.
Kromannocker says they see 10 to 15% more patients now than when they were located in Fargo. A debate over the use of flock cameras in St. Paul yesterday as the city council, police department, and civil rights advocates discussed the controversial surveillance tool. Concerns have been raised about how data collected from the automated license plate readers is shared with outside agencies. Deputy Chief Kurt Hallstrom.
Public safety technology is only legitimate when it operates within constitutional policing guidelines. Our answer is not trust the technology, and it's not trust us. Our answer is constitutional policing, lawful basis, limited scope, trained users, documented reasons, case numbers, and data retention limits, audits, public reporting, and consequences for its misuse.
No changes were made to the city's flock contract. The Stearns County City of Cold Spring will host the Minnesota Governor's Fishing Opener next year. 2027 marks the 79th annual Governor's Fishing Opener and the first time that Cold Spring has hosted the event. Governor Tim Walz says the event, set for May 14th through May 15th, will spotlight Long Lake and the connected Sauk River chain of lakes. Stillwater hosted this year's fishing opener. The KPMG Women's PGA Championship officially gets underway this morning at Hazeltine.
It's the third major of the season, with players competing for a historic $13 million purse. Championship director Laura Frick.
We're bringing 156 of the best female golfers out to compete right here in the Twin Cities. It's definitely a great time for the game of women's golf.
Frick says when it comes to big stages for golf, there isn't a place quite like Hazeltine.
Hazeltine has obviously hosted men's majors, women's majors. It's also hosted the 2016 Ryder Cup and will be the first venue in the United States to host a U.S. Ryder Cup for a second time in 2029.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, there are questions and concerns today after Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lionel Richie cut short his concert last night and left the stage after saying he wasn't feeling well. It happened about an hour into his performance at Grand Casino Arena, which was the first stop of the Sing Along All Night Long tour featuring Richie along with Earth, Wind & Fire. The 77-year-old told the crowd he didn't feel well before calling for an intermission. 40 minutes later, a band member came on stage declaring the show was over, thanking those remaining for their patience and apologizing. No comment from Richie's camp or Grand Casino Arena about what happened or how Richie is doing. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.